Hello, and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today, we have two extra special guests. You know them as the Double A Boys. It's Andy and Adam.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
It's the Double A Boys.
I mean,
we're going to start our pre-written bit now.
We're powering these
mics. Powering up. We're not as strong as single A batteries. But
is there a single A?
There's like the big ones.
Oh,
is it called single A? Maybe
D?
Just A.
What about Whoa. D?
I wish my
Triple
imagine
D.
if my imagine if my name was like Daniel or something, the kind of energy and power I would have.
Yeah, we're gonna bring the energy of a rabbit pounding a drum on its stomach to this.
We do call this foursome. We do call ourselves the A's. We all have a name that starts with A.
The A team.
That makes more sense. But you know what? It's because we're the best.
Yeah. That's why God gave us A names, not our parents.
Mm-hmm. No, God, his invisible hand guided our parents to these names and then guided us together and guided us online to dunk.town.
Thanks for the plug.
Okay, so you guys are our first post-vax in-person guests.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's exciting. Yeah.
How does it feel?
You guys get to hug us.
Incredible, yeah.
You get to look at me sweating profusely.
I got to look right into your mouth, which was not allowed before.
Do you guys feel lucky or
this is exciting? I didn't realize that we were the very first guests. I feel like we have to, I mean, I guess we probably will live up to it because this is already a pretty silly, wacky in-person thing,
and it's only getting wackier.
It's gonna get wackier.
It's an honor to leave residue on your microphone.
Thank you
for the next guest.
we did just come back from brunch.
We
had a couple drinks here there.
I had two coffees though, which is this equals a bottomless mimosa for another person because I don't drink coffee, so I might get wild.
Okay. What game?
Gabe just laughed.
Oh.
That was just a laugh.
I thought you were starting to say something.
No, I just went, ha.
I'm going to get one of those by the end of this episode.
Also, Andy, this is your fifth time on our podcast.
I know. Yeah, I heard. I'm being inaugurated into the Five Timers Club. I got my gold jacket, my gold leather jacket.
Yes. Gold leather.
I met Alec Baldwin. He's really nice.
They're going to unveil a jersey on Anastasia's wall.
Yeah. We're retiring your number.
Oh, no.
Five? The 69 jersey's getting out of here.
Oh, no. I was just about to learn what that means, too. You guys told me that at my fifth time, you would tell me what 69 means.
Yeah.
And now
but we don't have
retired.
The heart.
We locked it in the Disney vault, actually.
We found it not safe for podcasts.
Yeah, I'm too innocent and young someday.
Yeah, it didn't feel right. And, you know, we don't want to corrupt you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've known you for so long now. It's like, we want you to keep that like innocent, like
wonder of the world, you know, that childlike wonder.
It's fun to have. I like having it. I like the world and all that stuff. We can move on.
So Adam, what have you been up to? Decorating your apartment.
Yeah.
New place.
And I have a newfound TikTok addiction.
Oh, you went viral.
I did go viral, and
what's your TikTok handle? Tell the people.
Adam is online. There's 6 videos.
So
3 of them are viral.
And three out of six. Half of his videos are viral.
Well, I do have a trend that I want to put on you guys. It's the what's an insane fact that seems fake but is real.
Okay.
Is real.
Not Israel, Andy.
And it's about Shaquille O'Neal. So I do have something.
Oh,
to
what's your
so this is so that one had almost half a million views on your mystery film.
That's
post.
Right. And do you want to know what the mystery is?
Yeah,
it's little kids dancing.
So you found some 8mm, or you found a camera that had film already in it.
Yeah,
is that what happened?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I had to pay $110 to go viral.
Wow.
On TikTok.
Was it worth it? Did it feel good?
It felt really good getting those notifications for 3 weeks.
So you basically like posted on TikTok saying, like, you got this camera with film and you were like gonna see what was on it.
It was like, watch my next video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see what's on it.
Yeah.
The way the algorithm works is if people look at other videos on your page after the one that's on their For You page, then mm-hmm. it'll promote it to more and more people. And so I made it very clickbaity. As annoyingly clickbaity as I could,
yeah,
so that people would do that.
You're right.
Because all I wanted was the attention of strangers.
Yeah.
And it
you
worked.
Wanted to be the next Charlie.
So I got everything I wanted.
Did it fill the hole in your heart?
Yeah, I'd say, like, you know, deep into a pandemic when I'm not talking to anybody in my apartment, having people tell me that I'm posting bullshit clickbait, that it's fake, from like Iceland was fulfilling.
Oh, you had the truthers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because you did post, so you posted the video that was on the camera and it was just children
in the
dancing.
80s, maybe?
In the 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
So that is real as well. It yeah. is real.
Stop. So we're
Don't,
watching.
This is
kids.
Not a political podcast. No. We're not getting into that.
Okay. No. So that is what was on the camera, and I tried a little bit to figure out whose that was.
Yeah,
it was impossible. I was on Google Maps, like going through every street corner in a city. People were like, "Yeah, you know, there's a registry of every fire hydrant, and there's a fire hydrant on the corner." Like these people's house, like, you should check this out.
Yes.
I'm like, I felt very responsible for a little while,
mm-hmm.
but as the likes went away,
you cared.
I cared much less.
Yeah.
And the magic was gone, and I decided to move on.
Yes.
You can see the next one has 130 views.
And what? Wow, okay, there's
a huge drop off.
You ordered Taco Bell?
No, I didn't. I'm just showing how small of a world the For You page is, because that guy ordered 300 Taco Bell hot sauces,
uh-huh.
and then like seven videos down, it's the guy at Taco Bell being like, somebody just ordered 300 Taco Bell. I'm like, isn't that fun?
That is fun.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people in the comments of your film posts, like, they were trying to help you. They were trying to, like, figure out the mystery of who are these, like, children.
And so now you're gonna go to the archives and check out some yearbooks.
Yes.
And try and
go to the library.
I did join a high school Facebook page. Yes. I've infiltrated it, and I'm just kind of getting caught up in the drama of this high school, but I haven't posted about it yet.
Well, we need a conclusion, okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to post a link to these videos. If anyone recognizes these children from like 30 years ago,
it's Halloween. One of them dressed like a bee.
Yeah, one of them's a cheerleader. Like, we need answers.
Yeah. If this is you, please call our hotline.
Subscribe to the Patreon and send a message.
Yeah, you must subscribe.
It's the only way to contact us.
An update video would go so viral. So please give me the answer.
Yeah, we got a lot of cuties out there.
Yeah, you'll get like five more views.
You know, but what if you like met the person and then you fell in love and that was your one and only?
That's a movie.
That would be incredible.
Imagine how many views you'd get on that, like a million.
If you're out there.
800,000.
How old would they be, the person who... Probably much
older than you.
40 years older.
Yeah.
But you know,
nothing wrong with
love
that.
Transcends time.
Yeah.
Age is just a number.
Yeah. That's what Aaliyah said. Don't look at that.
That was wrong. She's too young.
Yeah, that should have been a huge red flag for R. Kelly, but people still kept liking him.
And to this day, he's number one on the charts.
All right. Look, we've got a very special...
Never heard of it.
I don't know what you're talking about. We have a very special episode because I don't know if you guys remember. So much has happened.
Turn back the clock for a second.
I know you both...
Remember when we all turn back our clock?
I know you both have Mementos disease, so you probably don't remember this.
Uh-huh. But backwards.
May we have Mementos disease?
I have Tenet disease. Half my life is
a we did an episode together called Basketball Mysteries where we tried to learn things that we didn't know about basketball. And so we're going to do a part two because we've come a long way, baby. And
we've learned so much.
We've learned so much.
Yes. I'm confirming you're right, Andy.
Oh, no, actually, no, it was wrong. Cut this out.
Keep it.
We're not gonna cup it.
Anything
out.
Embarrassing Andy says, just keep it.
Keep
in.
It in and play it twice.
Yeah. And then he says it again.
You know that Moby was super insecure together. About Fatboy Slim?
Oh man.
Fatboy Slim. Like, is that what you're
Moby
talking about?
Being insecure about something is so funny.
We were just talking about Moby because we saw a trailer for his new documentary and I said all I can think about is how he said that he dated Natalie Portman and she was like, no, I fucking didn't date you.
Wait.
Also, he has animal
Fatboy
rights
Slim or Moby?
Tattooed on his arms, but rights is on his left arm.
So that looking at him, it's animal right. I get it.
Oh, and he has a big neck tattoo that says vegan for life.
Yes.
Yep.
That you can't go back on that.
Yeah. Whoa, those look like somebody like just photoshopped. Those are like the biggest font that would possibly fit on his arm.
Right. But also like you didn't date Natalie Portman just because you were near her. Like he was and after after she like said
17.
I didn't. Yeah, she said I didn't date you, and then he was like, yeah, we did. And he posted some photos of them like at events together where she looked like she was a hostage and she was like,
yeah.
Like, that's not proof.
No, this proves nothing.
Yeah.
Except that you're a creep.
Right. If a woman tells you I didn't date you, that means that you were probably a weird loser to her.
Remember the guy, the author who left his wife for Natalie Portman?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she was like, I'm not interested.
I never heard about that.
Really? I never heard about that.
I
oh,
did.
No.
Which
Gabe,
author?
Look
Gabe.
It up.
Gabe.
Please.
Gabe.
This
is
such
Googling
a GRE
it.
Experience. Uh-oh. I just,
when you say that, he has to go
Gabe
back and play.
Gabe is Googling it.
That's your boss, Andy.
Oh, is that
Pay
Carl?
Pay respects.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. It was
Does Carl
J.D.
You?
Salinger.
Shut up.
Oh, wait. No, this is not what we were Googling. We were Googling the other part.
Moby.
Is it Jonathan Safran?
Yeah.
Is no way. One?
Who's that? I don't think I'm familiar.
He's also vegan. Kind
of. Oh.
What no way, of, two vegans in
for
one
life,
fight?
Though?
He no, well, maybe he's only like half vegan. He wrote a book called Eating Animals that was really interesting. But he also wrote like
but they were exchanging emails. That's pretty serious.
Emails? How dare two married people? Wait, she was married.
Yeah, they both were.
And then she that's so cringeworthy.
The problem with our online relationships, you just don't know who's
parasocial.
You send email, you got an email from gap.com and you think like, what is it? Like, what are we doing right now?
I got this email from HBO Max, this integration email.
Like, keep
like, what is
emailing
your deal?
Me.
There's nothing more intimate than an email. I actually, I dated a guy once that would like send me emails and I was like,
what the fuck?
Why? What's happening here and why?
Was like, it like, dear Agata, comma, space space
it was like paragraphs.
Just wanted to reach out
re
and I told him like we're not doing this.
What like, do you say like please see attached my heart.
I was this dick.
Okay. Hell yeah.
No, it's weird. Okay, it's weird. I mean, he was from a different generation.
You date an old man.
Silent generation.
He was from the World War I.
The greatest generation.
He was from the email generation, as we refer to them.
Okay, look, enough fucking around, people.
Okay, stop whipping us.
I do have three whips that I'm just using simultaneously. I'm going to kick it over to Gabe, and Gabe's going to guide us through what we don't know. Gabe?
Right. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Great to see
You're
you,
hosting
Gabe.
This Zoom.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys remember, but it was 2 years ago now when we did Basketball Mysteries Part 1.
Wow.
Damn. I remember it like it was just yesterday.
2 years.
It was 2 years. What?
And we're back.
Okay, that was a nice little
that was
moment.
Fun. I remember Andy and I both forgot the name of the girl from Beetlejuice. Her name was Lydia, by the way.
Yeah. Also, I remember.
Listen, I've changed a lot. I've grown a lot since then.
One thing.
Shit. I've grown less. I think I'm stupider now.
You got smaller.
Yeah, you got shorter.
I'm a tiny.
I've been practicing getting taller.
I do remember that Adam was like, I know a basketball player. I know one. I know one. And we're like, okay, who? And then you named a guy that was a football player. I was like, but his last name was Ball, which is.
Yeah.
Well, that's
which is what they use in basketball. So like,
no, I meant there's a famous family.
Le'Veon
Bell. He was a Bell, not a Ball.
So it wasn't even a Ball.
I did mess it up. So I did mess it up. I was wrong.
You can finally admit that, and that's you.
We appreciate you finally owning up to it.
You said you
fine with accepting it now.
Sorry. You said you were you watched bubble basketball.
Yeah, during the bubble, you watched basketball.
Oh yeah, I watched basketball.
So you during the bubble, you must have absorbed some of that.
You just said the same thing three different times.
Yeah. Do you know a player now?
Name a player. That's it.
LeBron James.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Yeah. Anthony Davis.
Holy shit.
Were you two rooting Lakers, for someone?
Yes.
In the bubble?
Okay. I did love watching the Lakers kick ass.
Okay.
So I watched. Sorry. I know it's like, I don't know if I can have an opinion on basketball, but I did watch the Michael Jordan documentary, and I was okay.
That was very good.
It's about people who are the very best in the world that still need to be admired outside of their sport.
Right.
And with that point of view, I was like, I can really appreciate this.
You related.
Yeah. It's like all the reality TV that I watch. I'm like,
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a scene where Michael Jordan is listening to music and he's like just jamming so hard by himself, like making a scene that he's listening to music so that somebody would ask him, what are you listening to? And he's like, yeah, it's Kenny Lodigan. Not out yet. We're good friends. You can't hear this. And then I looked up that artist, and there's no reason he should be moving as much to any of his songs.
Like slow rock.
Yeah, it's
like
very
light slow rock, less talk kind of situation.
So I'm like, okay, if this is about people being the very best in the world and still needing approval, I love it.
Like, yeah,
I can get on board with it.
Nice.
So you think you're the very best in the world?
No.
Okay.
But you want
people to acknowledge that you are, so you have that approval.
The people who are the best in the world, because I can judge them.
Got it. Yes.
As an outsider who has no skill or athletic talent.
Yeah. I actually do think I could take Michael Jordan on one-on-one.
Now or heyday?
Every day of my life, I mean, baby.
Well, let's just look at
when you were born?
Yeah. The day I was born.
You can't even hold your head up.
Too bad.
You're dunking on him.
I think in Look Who's Talking To, a baby dunks on Michael Jordan.
Whoa.
Remember that?
And that was me. If you look closely.
That was Zagata, yeah.
It was Zagata voiced by Kirstie Alley.
Andy,
or Roseanne.
Did you learn anything since last?
Well, I mean,
you produce a basketball podcast. Yeah. You should have absorbed.
I learned some things.
Some stuff.
Well, I know. Okay, so, but I mean, speaking of Michael Jordan being the best, if we look at the numbers, if we think about it, Michael Jordan, far less than 5 times on Dunktown. Like if you look at the stats, has not been on it like way less.
Gabe, is this true? Can you look this up?
Yeah, double check
it's
that.
It's true.
Please.
I don't have
Did
to.
Everyone just
I
know. Okay. One ear.
Can you, calculate it really quickly and see if Andy or if
Michael
Jordan?
Listen, I might be wrong. I'll happily
read the stats.
That was not the drop I was setting up for, but it works too.
Which one were you setting
calculating.
Up?
Calculating.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
This is going to be a drop heavy episode.
Oh,
I feel like.
Yeah, baby.
Anyway, yeah, no, I learned. I mean, I feel like I still really only know things sort of secondhand from what Sean Hayes and Carl have been saying on the show, but I feel like I have
flagger
a decent.
Ones, for
yeah, flagger ones.
Know.
It's okay. You don't have to
plug them, but don't follow. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't follow him. I mean, follow him for free on Twitter or whatever. Maybe like watch a free episode, but you don't have to pay or anything.
Gabe, cut that out.
Okay. Gabe, kicking it back to you. Take
Thank
the reins.
You. Thank you. We're just kicking the ball back and forth here, just like basketball.
Love the sport.
Yeah, so it's been a couple of years. Surely we've been doing this podcast for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Surely we've solved a lot of life's basketball mysteries.
Gabe, don't call me Shirley.
I was going to say that too. We're on the same wavelength.
I missed it. Shit.
That was my grandma's name.
Oh,
sorry.
RIP.
RIP. Yes, that's correct. Anyway, yeah. Like so, but there are still basketball mysteries out there. Let's see if we can solve them. Let's get into the basketball mysteries.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean,
so many mystery stings.
There's so many.
We're going to get through all seven.
Yeah.
No, nine.
We're doing it.
Now, you know, I'll jump around. But for the first thing is, this is one I think I wrote down pretty early on. And, you know, what do I define as a basketball mystery? Basically, it's something where I hear it or I see it and I'm like, what is that? And then instead of writing it down, instead of looking it up, I write it down and then we do it on this podcast and find out what the answer is. So the first one is about a stat. So you see a lot of stats out there.
Yeah.
A lot of them are familiar. Points.
Yeah.
Rebounds. Campazo. Assists.
Yeah. We're looking at Facundo Campazo.
Facu.
That sounds like an Italian.
What's this insult. Fourth stat down here?
Sounds like yeah. Plus wanker. Minus. That's
plus
weird.
Slash minus. What is that? I don't know. It's a mystery. What do you guys think it is? And, you know, going back to last time, we usually let Anastasia guess last because she's the most likely to actually know the answer. but yeah, if anybody has any thoughts, what does this plus slash minus mean?
I know what it is.
What is it?
So if you look, he was born in 1993. He was born 3 years too late. He should have been born in 1988.
I think it says 1991.
Yeah, it does say 1981.
Yeah, you're right.
He was not born in 1991.
Hold on, I got confused. Did I say no? Wait, he's born in 1991. He should have been born 3 years earlier in 1988.
Yeah,
he's always so plus three. He's 3 years too young.
He's a millennial.
Yeah,
not a zoomer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it means.
I think. Yeah.
We can stop. Vibe, we can go to the next thing.
He definitely does not look like a 90s kid. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He seems like an 80s Punky Brewster kind of guy.
Yeah, but he's from Argentina.
They so, have that there.
No, I'm just saying, like, they're not going to be, you know, what was culturally 90s in Argentina would be different than here,
right.
You know?
There's
probably
like
didn't
delay.
Have Dunkaroos or whatever.
Right.
So I'm going to guess that this means...
Which is why the plus three, he seems like...
I'm going to guess that this means, like, he gets, like, a handicap. Because he's like
in golf.
Yeah, like they were because he's a worse player. They just automatically throw a couple points on his score.
I mean, we've watched a lot of basketball games. Have you ever seen that happen?
Yeah, all the time.
Adam, do you have a thought, Anastasia?
I think out of every 10 shoots, it's kind of like a D&D sort of bonus where if he misses 10, he still makes three. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like he's still getting a little bumper because of his charisma.
Oh, that's his charisma point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
People just kind of agree that he got three more.
I do think he does have charisma. He's very short. As you can see, he's 5'10", 195
that's
pounds of
for
muscle.
Some people.
What an absolute tiny little guy. Yeah. He looks like a little wee babe on the court next to Nikola Jokic. Oh, well, anyone does compared to him. But
he's not a tall drink of water. He's a little sip. You know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. I'm completely stumped. I have no idea what this stat means. I've heard people talk about it before, and I think I just immediately tune them out, you know?
Yeah.
But just to give out a random guess, I'm going to say it's he did three better than last time.
That's nice. These are all great guesses. They're all wrong.
Wait. Gabe, even mine? What?
Yeah, even yours.
The one about where he's born in 1991. Did you hear that?
I heard that one. Yes, that's correct.
Somebody said that and it sounded really smart.
I think my golf thing like made a lot of sense.
I think I'll let Tucker over at the Sporting Logical YouTube channel explain. this is from a video called This is the most useless stat in the NBA.
Great.
Debatable.
So first, let's talk about what exactly plus minus is. Well, it's supposed to measure the impact of a player on the floor on the scoreboard. So if you're on the floor and your team wins by 7 in the 4-minute stretch that you're on there, once you come off, your plus minus is plus 7. So then for the entire game, if you play 28 minutes and the team wins by 10 while you're on the floor, then you would have a plus 10 in plus minus. Now, how is that supposed to help? Well, ideally, it tells you which players are impacting the scoreboard in a positive or a negative way in their minutes on the floor.
That was Tucker Carlson, by the way. Oh.
I know we just listened to the explanation, but I got bored. Like, not even 10 seconds in, and I still don't know the answer.
I mean,
I understand it, but it doesn't really make sense to me, I guess, or like why that would. I mean, I guess
it means like your presence is making everyone better, right?
Well, yeah. But not necessarily. You don't know if that's necessarily like why, if it's like, you're on the floor for this amount of time and your team was up this amount of points doesn't necessarily mean because you were there, like, that's why they were scoring those points.
Yeah, you could have just been like sticking your thumb farting up your butt. And
Actually, but that is helpful to that boosts morale.
Is it like specifically a locker room, like big dog thing where it's like, plus 7? That's right.
Yeah. Well,
towel up, boys.
Towel up.
I'm in. Big dogs here.
Put on your towel.
No, waiting for you towel to give them permission.
They were all naked, and you walk in, you're like, towel up. I could see maybe like for trades and stuff like that, people being like, oh, he's a plus 7, but it still seems rude, doesn't it? Because what if you're a minus 3, but you did all the points and no one else helped you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I think that was one of the points that Tucker Carlson was making in this video.
Why it does this make is a lot of good points, stat, doesn't he?
But, you know, it doesn't take into account, you know, who else is on your team at the time. It doesn't take into account who's on the other team at the time.
Right.
So, you know, they could put in a big man and it doesn't, you know, it affects the game in a way that maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
Big boy.
So, but now we know what plus or minus is.
Yeah, now we can tell people at a party, look, I think they should get rid of the plus minus stats.
Stupid stats.
You got to corner somebody in a party, push them into the side and say, listen, I have something to say. I know what plus or minus means, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but also I'm not exactly sure what the significance is.
It doesn't take into account the other people on the court.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, you're good at parties.
Like, whoa, like, let's get out of here.
You get an A at being at parties. All right, let's do the next one.
Okay, so the next mystery is, this is another kind of in the same vein, something I've heard a lot of. But a lot of the time at a game, you'll hear the commentator say, we got a 2-for-1 opportunity here.
Oh, BOGO.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one, Payless.
I don't think they're talking about tacos at Jack in the Box.
Are
they talking about? It's a basketball mystery.
Is it when they can get a shot but also a foul?
It's not that.
Okay.
No, that's a plus one, I think.
That's an and one.
That's an and one.
Okay. And I'm gonna go fuck myself.
Wait, what's the thing that the announcers say again, just so I can make sure I'm...
We've got a 2-for-1 opportunity.
Okay. It's like, when you get one taco at Jack in the Box and then they give you another. But basketball.
Andy, I specifically said it wasn't that.
Oh, shit. Okay. I was thinking about something else. I have no guess. I'm resting on
French
my five.
Sticks?
I'm resting on my 5-timer status here.
Adam, any thoughts? Adam's checked out at this point.
No, I don't know. It's like, it seems disgusting, but is it when you get like cranked off when you're on the toilet?
Mid game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the sideline toilet.
Yeah, check Urban Dictionary. I think that probably is what that means.
Urban Wiktionary.
Gosh, is this like when someone's good at defense and offense? I don't know.
Oh, these are tough mysteries. No, and I got to say, this might be an unsatisfying answer because I'm not 100% clear on this.
Gabe,
but
are you sure my answer was wrong?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, well.
Kind of rude to a god who's the host, like you're supposed to like be supporting her.
Yeah,
she puts this whole thing together.
Yeah, I worked hard.
It really is just about the last minute of the game, trying to manage the time so that you can get the last shot in the game. So, like, if there's like 40 seconds left in the game, you want to make a shot so that the other team can have their full 24 seconds, and then also you get to take the last shot,
right.
Hopefully. So that's what that means.
Okay. So it was close.
You guys were all very close.
I think Adam was the closest.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Wow. That also doesn't make sense. What's one, and what are you getting two of?
Yeah, I want a deal.
Yeah, I want a fucking bargain where I can get two pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Two pairs of shitty flip-flops that will fall apart immediately.
And a couple of tacos with American cheese in them.
Oh, yeah. Like, just fully deep-fried, the whole thing. That's what I like.
Do you guys know how they always, like, there's that rumor that the Jack in the Box tacos don't have actual meat in it?
Yeah,
I've heard that.
It's not true.
Yeah. Ooh. But they don't say. Because
vegans won't eat it.
I feel like. Moby but they don't say what's in it, though. They don't call them like beef tacos. No. They don't say like what's in it.
They can't call it beef.
Yeah. So but also they can't call it vegetarian either.
Moby chimed in.
Yeah. Moby from said, Kevin no, Smith? Thank you.
The Kevin Smith thing. Oh, Moby. Oh, sorry. Again, I was thinking of Moby again.
No. Moby. Andy. Gabe, let's move on.
We were talking about him earlier, that tweet that he did. I'm not going to say it. It's nasty.
No.
Everyone knows the pwned tweet.
I heard brown.
No, don't.
That's all we'll say.
Gabe, go, Gabe.
So our next basketball mystery is about traveling.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, going to Hawaii.
Going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
No, it's not about this.
Oh, I hear Greece is
maybe a
beautiful
Amtrak trip across the country?
Road trip.
No, this is a different kind of traveling. This is the basketball kind where you're supposed to be dribbling the whole time when you're moving.
What?
Right?
I've never heard of that.
Otherwise, why would they even dribble at all?
Yeah,
it's hard.
Grab it and run every time.
Yeah.
They should.
Just
why
take
don't
your
they?
Ball home.
So that's kind of the thing. Like, you're not supposed to go without dribbling, but I've definitely seen it where a guy will kind of like tuck the ball under his shoulder and then take like a few steps and then do
dunk
a big
it.
Old dunk.
Right, yes.
And I'm like, what? How is that okay?
Also, I've
is
seen
that
it
traveling.
I've seen it where they'll like put the ball under their shirt and pretend like they're pass it. And then the other guy's like, where'd it go? And then they're like, still got
it. Or where they put it on their shirt, they're like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, right. I've seen that.
And then the defender's like, oh, I'm sorry, miss. And then he runs and dunks it.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
So many times.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I turn my camera, my phone's light on.
Cop. That's a cop move.
How?
You're trying to intimidate us with your flashlight.
Flashing back to when she was a cop.
Don't tell anyone, Andy.
So when is it traveling? When is it not traveling? I don't know. It's a fucking mystery.
It's three steps, right?
That's what I thought.
The tango.
Three steps?
The classic three
waltz.
Step.
I got to sing three steps. Andy sang three steps.
I'm
what do you
saying
say?
Bop, three boom, steps. Bop, bop. Adam.
Oh, everyone's saying three steps.
Is it? It's like two steps, but if you're taking a step to shoot, it's allowed, right?
Oh my goodness. We've got a correct answer from Mr. Adam Ross.
This is bullshit.
Hey, what the fuck?
I'll let Coach Jesse Munch at the Get Handles Basketball channel on YouTube.
Mr. Munch.
Explain this one.
We learned that. Yes.
Yeah. We sorry to interrupt, Gabe. We just learned that Croque Madame means Mrs. Crunch.
Mm-hmm. And there is a Mr. Crunch if you were wondering.
Yeah,
so don't even try it.
Don't try it.
That was Mr. Munch at brunch. That was one.
Yeah, you were Mr. Munch at brunch.
Okay, so let's hear what. You know, to give him his proper, he's not Mr. Munch, he's Coach Munch.
Oh.
Okay. Let's hear what Dr. he has to say about traveling.
I think we've all heard how James Harden, LeBron James, and Giannis get away with traveling like crazy. But according to NBA refs, they don't travel. So let's look at the official NBA website and their rules posted there. It says a player who gathers the ball while dribbling may take two steps in coming to a stop, passing, or shooting the ball. So to most people, what that would look like is this right here. Gather the basketball, one, two steps.
Oh. Okay.
What about the Euro step?
That's one, two, three.
One, two, three.
But they're going to shoot.
Disco touch.
So yeah. But it has to be it has to be after they have control of the ball, they get two steps. Oh. So if they do a step kind of while they're doing it, that's called the zero step or the gather step, according to this video.
Oh. Okay. That makes sense.
So yeah. That's what the story is with traveling. Mystery solved.
Do you have a sting for that?
Donkey.
Yeah.
Donkey!
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Okay. That was a good one. So yeah, Adam gets one point. Wow.
I think we all were pretty close.
Right. Every single time.
Only Adam gets
Can
a point.
Can I be a six timer now? Can we add that? Can we just put an extra time on mine for getting it pretty close?
Whoever gets the most points gets a spanking.
Oh, no.
So that could be a good or bad thing.
Oh, no. I hate it to get one.
Oh, no. Stop it. I get these wrong.
What's next game?
Here's a crazy question. How many dots are there on a basketball?
Gabe, what? This is...
dots?
I guess if we want to start our pub trivia team, we got to know this stuff.
I'm looking at a basketball right now. It's covered in stars.
It's got...
I'm talking about the little pockmarks.
Yeah.
On the basketball. Oh. The little bumps.
These little, like, lizard
skin. Oh, this is like Guess the Jelly Beans?
Yeah.
It is like that, yeah.
Wow. Is there a dot standard?
What's that?
Is there a standard for the dots that they have to
I'll
have?
Tell you what happened is I counted them.
What?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I did it. I counted how many there are in a square inch and then calculated it times the like surface area of the ball. So this is a guesstimation, but.
And will it change when they change to the Wilson basketball?
It probably will change. So I was basing it on assuming that about 90% of the ball is covered in dots because there's the stripes and the letters and stuff like that. Some of them have bumps and some don't.
Okay, so
and this is for a men's basketball.
Agata's counting right now.
I'm counting the Space Jam ball that we've got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9.
What's your guess?
The first guess
300,000?
Is
300,000.
Okay,
I want to say for some reason I jumped to just 100,000 as my first initial guess, but that could be way low, way high.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. What if it was smooth? They should try that.
This isn't a joke. I had a dream that I was on Price is Right recently.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say one dot.
Are we doing?
Oh yeah, if you go over, do you
lose?
Going
over?
So
I was just going to do closest.
Okay, closest.
Okay, well, so I mean, it could be close to one.
Yeah, it could be closer to one. Then I'm going to say $1 million.
Oh,
zip it!
All right, Gabe.
Yeah, baby.
Adam actually wins with his one dot guess.
Wait, we said we're doing closest.
Do you have a Price is Right?
No, you said if.
So what was the answer?
So what's the answer?
The answer, according to my calculations, and I'm not a math magician, so feel free to correct me, is about 36,000 dots.
Okay.
Oh,
so
I guess
all were extremely over.
Your dream was actually a premonition about this moment, I think.
I think it might have been. Whoa.
And then the ladies, the WNBA ball is about an inch less diameter. So that one's 27,000.
That's sexism.
Yeah.
They should have more dots, I think.
Yeah. Women should have more dots.
Agreed.
Dipping dots for the ladies.
Hey.
The ice cream of the future. That's what I, in my world,
that's
as an
your
ally.
Campaign.
As I an ally, that's what I wish for women across the world.
All right. I got a couple more.
Let's do it.
Two players on a collision course. One's heading for the basket with the ball. The other's trying to defend him. Mm. They collide.
Yep. They kiss.
Sometimes it gets charged as a charge, which is an offensive foul. Other times it gets charged as a block, which is a defensive foul. Mm-hmm. How do the refs know? It's a mystery.
I feel like I know this one, maybe?
All right, what are you thinking?
It's if their feet are firmly planted before the collision happens.
The defending player's feet are firmly planted.
Yes.
That was going to be my guess as well, because I know that there's the screen, like you're allowed to like screen and block somebody if you are just firmly planted and you're just standing there stationary. So it makes sense that in a similar situation, like if the offensive person is charging towards you as a defender, if you're just standing there, then you're in the right. You're allowed to be what you're doing, be the person that you want to be.
You're just like, I'm standing here, firmly planted.
I'm minding my own business. Who is running into me with this basketball?
I also wonder, I agree about feet firmly planted. If they're planted, then it's a charge. And if they're not planted, it's a blocking foul. But I have a question. If it has to be in that little, if they're in that arc area in the paint under the basket, is that also no good? Just throwing that out there. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Did everybody guess? Did Adam? Did you guess?
I have no idea. I'll just agree with the feedback.
Good choice.
You guys were very close. Anastasia, I'm docking points for the thing you said.
No!
Down to the four-timers club.
Well, I wonder if that's goaltending. Mm. Is you have to be outside that little arc. But that's something
possibly,
else.
But we're not talking about goaltending right now. We're talking about charges versus blocks. This is information I found on the website for the Calgary Sport and Social Club. It might be Canadian specific, but I don't think so. You guys are correct. A charging foul occurs when an offensive player makes significant contact with a defensive player who has established their position with both feet on the ground and their torso square facing the opponent.
Ooh, we didn't even get into
that. And their hands holding their junk.
Whoa. So I could never take a charge because my torso is round and not square. Anyway, and a blocking foul is basically if the player does not meet those criteria.
Nice.
Okay.
So you guys got it halfway. So I'm giving half a point to Agata, Andy, and Adam, and
4.5
0
timers.
Points to Anastasia for flying too close to the sun.
I tried to be a teacher's pet.
Yeah, I tried to get extra credit and fucked it up.
This is one I'll give a shout out to our QD Nation Discord for, because there was a conversation about this recently, but they were talking about the phrase ball don't lie.
Yeah.
Mm.
And talking about it as if this is a very specific situation. This is a ball don't lie. This isn't a ball don't lie.
Right.
I was like, that's crazy. I didn't know that that was an actual situation. So what is that? What's a ball don't lie?
I feel like we need to start with Andy and Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that's what I'm pretty sure what this is that it's actually like people mishear it. It's bald don't lie, and it's ball guys. Like there's a lot, you know, there's a number of people in the league who are bald.
Yeah.
And if they can't lie or else their hair grows back. And if they lie, it immediately sprouts. And so they're trying to keep that cool, sleek look.
Yeah, they want
it. And it's more aerodynamic to like move around on the court. So
okay.
Also traditionally there's like a Hollywood prejudice where bald men are cast as villains.
And interesting.
Sort of combating
enthusiasm.
Yeah, bald don't lie.
Curb your enthusiasm. yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
I think what this is saying is that you leave it all on the court. You're achieving truth on the court when you're balling.
Right.
Like,
okay.
When you ball,
you transcend.
There's no, like, anybody can see through you. You're a friggin' ghost. on the court. Okay.
Yeah. No, that all makes sense. Yeah.
So if you're trying to fake it, if you're a faker, if you're a wannabe, there's going to be a YouTube video of you getting owned on the court and people are going to be like, ball don't lie. You stepped up and you were a joke.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Because ball don't lie.
Nowhere to hide.
Right. Exactly. There's nowhere to hide on the court. They don't leave bushes. They don't leave boxes.
They actually used to when basketball first started. There was bushes all over the court.
And they used a peach basket.
Which is where this saying comes from. Because a lot of the cowards would try to hide in those baskets. They were lying. They're hiding that they can ball.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. What I think it is when a foul is called, but the person the foul is called on is like, hey man, I didn't do anything. And then the opposing team's player goes to do free throws. If they miss both free throws, then the ball was like, yeah, that guy shouldn't have been, the foul shouldn't have been called. There was no foul. Mm-hmm. The refs fucked up. Mm-hmm. The ball is the truth teller by saying, no, bro, you shouldn't be taking these free throws.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like when there's a dispute, both teams put both their hands on the ball and it lights up. And if they lied about the foul, then the ball deflates.
It's essentially a lie detector test.
It's like the sorting hat of Harry Potter. Exactly. Thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Or a magic eight ball.
Little hat.
Or a magic eight ball.
Magic eight ball, don't lie.
So I'm pretty sure I saw the conversation, so I think I know the answer. But I think it's like when LaMelo Ball.
LaVan Ball.
So he is kind of like in a Jim Carrey liar liar situation.
Oh.
He chopped down the cherry tree. And
he's not. He physically cannot tell a lie.
Yeah. Right.
So when he's out on the court, a lot of the players will fuck with him and ask him like, hey, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Like, yeah. Or like, do you have diarrhea right now?
Yeah. And he has to say the truth and he spurts it out.
He can't even fake a pass because that's a form of lying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, that he just got the reputation.
Okay. Anastasia is correct on this one. That's what a ball don't lie is. When you do get called for a foul and it's a BS foul, according to person. So this was made famous by Rasheed Wallace, the retired basketball player who loved to shout it out after people missed their shots. I have a clip of it here. Here we go.
I think he's more or less just talking to him versus arguing. Hogan. Missed the first free throw. Set the ball down line. Yeah, those type of rebounds are difficult to begin with. That came off the rim very, very hard. It goes over your head.
He did it again.
He can't stop saying
it's from needforsheed.com.
Yeah. Need for Sheed is the funniest website name.
I love that. I know, we've got some Rasheed Wallace fans that you know what? He seems like a cool guy.
Can you imagine, though? You're nervous. You're like, oh, I'm at the free throw line. I got to make these or my team will spank me. And your hands are sweaty because that's what happens when I'm nervous. And you're like trying to do it and you miss your first one. You're like, well, at least I get one more so I can prove myself to my teammates. And then a man just yells in your face, ball don't lie.
Multiple times.
I would piss myself.
I would pee on the court.
Yeah, I'd be so scared.
Well, thankfully, the man taking the free throws in that video is human piece of garbage, Andrew Bogut.
Loves to
troll Liz Cambage on Twitter.
Yeah, he's one of my good friends. Rogues Bogues is his podcast. He is an Australian dude that has some pretty bad opinions and viewpoints on the world.
Yeah.
Nor.
I can say Becca.
Becca. All right, Becca. How you going? They like to say.
How you going? Razor blades.
Okay, game next. We don't need
that. All right, we got one more. Oh, go ahead.
No, talk you about go
razor
ahead.
Blades. Razor blades.
Razor blades.
It's like a way to get blades, in. You blade, say rise up lights.
Razor blade.
Right. And uh-huh. It sounds like razor blades in Australia.
Yeah, and then you're like in the zone.
In Irish.
Potato.
Potato. Yeah, you got to have the nice, like, soft cheese potato. Well, they used to, like, if it's third, you say 30, it's tarty.
Tarty tree.
Tarty.
Tarty for tarty.
You say tarty tree, and it's...
Yeah, we know, because we watched Take Me Out. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Classic.
The Irish the famous game show. Irish game show. Take Me Out.
Oh, the with the trumpet lady.
Oh, yeah. We'll include that in the show notes so you all can enjoy. Wait, trumpet
Gabe,
lady.
You have to play.
Do you? Wait, how am I going to find that?
Yeah, how are we going to find that? Like,
I Alan sent has it sent it to us.
Okay, we'll message Alan.
No, it's in our. It's got to be in our chat with Alan.
Okay.
Okay, please stand by, listeners, as we collect this video.
Do you guys want to set up this clip? I have no idea what we're
watching. So, essentially, there's this dating game show in Ireland called Take Me Out, where there's 30 women who have lights, and a boy walks out. They call him the boy.
Let's bring out the boy!
He walks out, and they can immediately turn their lights off to be like, I am not interested. And then he talks about himself until...
And people will turn it off like, no, boring, yeah, no.
No. And there's a little video play, and just more and more stuff happens until either everyone turns their lights off, or there's just a couple of women, and then...
They go on a date.
They go on a date.
But it's backstage.
Yeah, it's it literally just looks back. They're at a shifters table backstage.
It's called Shifters, the club.
So every between between
is that
the
an Irish thing? Well, a shifter?
Oh, I don't know. But the best part about it is if the girls don't find a boy, they come back next week. So you actually get to know the girls a little
chance.
Bit.
Yeah. Okay.
And
the quality on this looks horrible. I know,
it's tiny. It's a tiny little video.
The Let's guy see. Will go and like talk to the girls in between boys. And okay. This is one of the girls.
Come on. Just a little tune.
I don't sing. It's just like a tune I do.
Go on then.
Oh, God. That's it.
And I don't even know how to describe what she's doing because she's not.
It's not like a trumpet. It's not a
she's doing a mouth noise.
Yeah. Her hand is in front of her mouth, but it doesn't look necessary.
Yeah.
Guys, I know all about this noise. Oh. This was taught to me at a young age.
Really?
Is it from the
You're supposed to put the fist in front of your face and say the word girl. And it sounds like.
Wait, you mean it just that's exactly what she did.
Gabe, you can do it the whole time. We didn't even
Why
know.
Why didn't we know?
Hold on. Wait, but you just girl. It's not doing it for me.
I can't do it.
Whoa. It's perfect. Now I want to take you to what's that place?
Shifters.
Yeah, I think I want to get shifty.
You're going to Shifters. Okay.
All right.
Let's move on. I'm
you know
impressed.
What? Forget it. We're done.
Okay.
Wait, that was the last mystery.
We're ending on Shifters.
No, can I ask? Can I give my what's an insane statistic that seems sure. fake but is real?
Sure. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We need to hear this. You teased at brunch.
Yes.
And we said save it for the show.
This is for everybody. Sorry, Gabe. You did a great job, but I have a question. So Shaquille O'Neal, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, mm-hmm. has something like 28,596 points. Okay. How many of those are free throws?
Zero.
Oh, come on. That's okay. 28,000. I feel like it's low. It's like 500.
69, 420.
Oh, no. Those remind me of weed and having sex.
Those are crazy numbers, you guys. One.
Whoa!
Only one in his whole career.
You only ever made one free throw?
No, one three-pointer.
Three-pointer.
I thought you said free throw.
That changes everything about the quiz you just gave us.
I would have guessed one for sure if I knew.
I still would have said zero.
Wait, you said free throw, right?
I said three. Three-pointer.
Three throw.
But I heard free throw
three,
as well.
Three fro.
Because one...
Wait, you guys didn't hear me correctly? Wait, I said it very clearly.
That doesn't make three sense, fro. Though, because a three-pointer would be 3 points.
Oh, you're right. Look, Google is corroborating it.
Oh, he's only ever
so
made
three
one.
Three of his points would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
So other times he just never attempted or
he just
missed.
So big.
Crazy too, because it was very early in his career. He was still with Orlando. Mm.
Yeah. He still had the tenacity in him to try.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
Failed so many times.
And he was like, I'm big boy. I'm done. I don't need
I mean, at that point, you just can walk up and just like drop it in.
Yeah.
Plus, he would just like booty bump people out of the way to get to the basket.
Didn't he have the most disrespectful dunk of all time?
One of them is like he swings and like
sounds like the title of a YouTube video.
There's plenty of compilations on YouTube.
Shaq Savage moment, volume 8.
He straddles the defender.
Yeah,
and
like
then
face, right?
He's like, take a look at my medium-sized dick.
Big guy, regular dick. What do you think?
Is that what his deal is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Mike Benner told us about that, right?
Yeah, he said he knew someone who saw it. So.
But that's, you got a lot to live up to.
I mean, the weird thing about restrooms is if you wanted to, you could look.
Well, that's another story. Yeah.
That was a viral thing.
Yeah,
right?
That was viral story where it was like some guy was like peeking at it and he's like,
I know, right? Big guy, regular dick. Yeah.
Which apparently is real, but also I bet it's
Israel.
I bet it's just like.
Well, but I mean, like proportion, stuff. Like proportionally, it's probably medium. But like with as like a person, just like in general, it's probably massive. It's probably
general,
population.
It probably looks like a little thumb on his body, but like it would destroy me. I'm assuming. All right, let's move on. If you want.
Gabe is completely checked out at this point.
we don't have a mail basket this week, but you can send us something at hiadunk.town or leave us a message at 903-420-DUNK. Tell us about what's going on.
You know what? I'm going to encourage you listeners. You. I'm talking to you.
Specifically, if you're listening, that's you.
You. Don't think someone else is going to do this. I'm going to tell you, listener,
426.
Call us. We want to hear your voice. We love getting messages.
We do love voicemails.
You know, make up a crazy scenario that we have to answer, like which monster can dunk better or whatever.
We love that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Andy and Adam, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you want to plug? We'll start with you, Andy. Oh, you're calling right now.
Andy's leaving a message right now.
It's a long message.
What does it say? I don't think I've ever
called. You said you loved me. Hi, God and Anastasia. This is your number one fan, Andy, also known as the five-timer friend. remember the one time I think I left a message and it was like I was trying to talk about our fantasy league, but I called them all characters because I'm like one of the dumbest guys. That was interesting. I never traded anybody or did anything with that league.
You did pretty well, though.
Yeah, which is my strategy. thanks for having me on. Hope to see you at 10 Timers Club down the line. God bless and take care.
Wow.
All right. Well, future us is going to love hearing that.
We could play that on the show.
We should play that. Like on tomorrow's show, which is coming out first,
this
and then
is coming
people
out
won't even.
Oh, okay.
That would be, oh yeah, we should do that. That'd
That's great.
Don't you got an album and stuff? Plug that.
Oh yeah, yeah. go to I think it's andynice.com/EP1 is where you can hear my newest music, or just search Andy Nice on like any platform that you probably will encounter.
Give them those Spotify
some
listens.
Music. Yeah, yeah. Listen on Spotify. It's free. You shouldn't pay for it. Don't pay for it. It's free. You can download it free on Bandcamp. I did it all myself. I tried my best.
You did like one instrument per song or something?
Yeah, so it's a thing where it's like, I don't know, there's like bands like White Stripes or like Royal Blood or certain bands like that where it's just one, it's just two guys. One guy, usually one person on drums, one person singing and playing an instrument. Imagine that, but instead it's just all me. I played only one instrument and then just use effects and stuff to kind of like fill out the track and make it hopefully sound interesting. That was fun. It was interesting to do. I did it all in lockdown. You could probably hear that reflected in the lyrics where I'm talking about how I don't like going outside.
Okay,
the
Bo
sun
Burnham.
Is bad. Yeah, I am. But it's like, imagine Bo Burnham, but way shorter and stupider and less attractive.
No, it but, looks. It sounds great.
Probably
it
angrier. Great.
Also, great album art.
Yeah, I love. Oh yeah, yeah. I love so, the, like, little clips.
Evangeline Gallagher is an artist who did the album art. Who looks? It looks really great. And I like use this program to kind of create some like visualization, so you can watch that on YouTube. Also, where it's like some trippy, you really like trip out and like freak your bean on some like crazy like visualizations of my music. It's gonna freak you out. You're gonna go places. Nice. That's it. That's the end.
Cool. Nice.
Can we play a little something from it on our in our outro?
Sure. That would be great.
All right. Thanks. Adam, anything you want to plug?
Yeah,
your
check
TikTok?
Out yeah, check out my TikTok. It's Adam is online. I really do feel like I've already kind of conquered the platform. There's not much too much more I want to explore. I feel like I've done everything I set out to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna make any more content. But if you do want to look at the one semifinal,
it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Go ahead and look at that. And I want to plug Andy's sixth time. Coming up.
Oh, yeah. On this podcast. It's going to probably be my best one.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at Agata Monica. Anastasia is on both at Anastasia Vigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Dominguez for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.